Artists are needed for Longmont's annual shock art program, which this year will highlight the history of power in Longmont. Longmont Art in Public Places is launching the call for artist submissions. Artists wishing to participate should create an 11-inch long by 10-inch wide by 7.25-inch high painted scale model and complete the online shock art submission form. All models are due no later than July 1, 2022, according to an Art in Public Places news release. Models can be delivered to Longmont Museum, 400 Quail Road, Longmont, Colorado, 80501 Monday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Longmont Downtown District Authority, 329 Main Street, Longmont CO 80501 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Artists are being asked to consider a design celebrating the history of power in Longmont, including 100 years of the hydroelectric plant and the dedicated Longmont power people and linemen who keep Longmont's power charged, the news release states. Longmont Power and Communications, LPC, will hand-select from the submissions dedicated to Longmont Power, the news release states. Residents are welcome to vote for their favorite designs at Old Town Marketplace, 332 Main Street, where the boxes will be on display from July 9 to 24. Additionally, an online voting portal will open on the Art in Public Places Shock Art webpage. Community voting will occur through the portal through July 24. Each person will receive 5 votes for their 5 favorite designs, 1 vote per design. Residents may only vote in person or online, but not both, the news release states. The Art in Public Places Commission will tally the votes and select the locations for the winning designs. Artists will be notified in August. Selected participants will be required to attend a program orientation and will receive $2,000 for their time and materials. The Shock Art Program works in partnership with Longmont Power and Communications and Longmont Art in Public Places to commission 7 to 10 artists or artist teams to visually transform selected dull electric switchgear boxes into dynamic works of art, said Angela Brill, the city's liaison to Art in Public Places in an email. The program, which began in 2010, resulted in over 50 painted boxes in the community. The Art in Public Places Task Force collects input from the community on which boxes to paint and works with the LPC to determine which boxes are eligible to be painted, Brill said.